Why, hello, Pillow Talk Audio. This is Allie, and I am such a slacker when it comes to recording things, but I finally got some time and privacy and wonderfulness, so I am going to do a couple things, actually. I feel like this is going to be like the combo breaker of questionnaires. I had to. Okay, the nerd in me demanded that. Okay, so again, I'm kind of crazy right now, and I'm very tired and sleep deprived. So you're getting me no filter. So apologizing in advance to everyone. So I thought I would take on two questionnaires today. And you'll hear me ramble and go off on many tangents and such. And if you're lucky, I might sing at the end. I haven't decided yet. This is going to be a very organic post. And I am so sorry. This is literally like a glimpse into my mind. And it's like highway traffic at 5 o'clock on a Friday. Okay, so the first one that I'm going to do is the LAQS, or the Little Audio Questionnaire of Slumber, by Mr. Rob. Let me go ahead and pull this up because I'm a silly billy. Okay, first question. How many pillows do you sleep with, and how do you arrange them? Currently I have, I want to say, four on my bed right now. A fifth one fell off the bed, but it's in the abyss. It's lost to us. So typically I would say four. And I just have, you know, two on each side. Or I have two in the back that are right next to each other and kind of layer them. Because I tend to move a lot in my sleep. So I just like there being a pillow so I'm not hitting mattress or hitting wall. Because I don't actually have a headboard, literally. It's pillow and then the wall. So that's usually how I have my pillows arranged. Next, what other items do you sleep with? Well, I have a snow leopard little plushie that I actually go to sleep with. It's like a little, one of those like little pillow pets. But I got it from when I went to Busch Gardens for my birthday. I bought it for myself because a lot of my stuffed animals I've had for years, so they're starting to, you know, wear and tear, so I needed a new one. So I got this one. This one has been with me a good couple months now. He's my cuddle buddy. Let's see. Three. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler, or do you prefer your own space? I feel like it really depends on the person, because there will be some people where I will be all up on you in your junk. You will have no personal space because I want cuddles. The cuddle monster demands sacrifice, so you will cuddle. That's pretty much how I am. But then there'll be times where either I'll get too hot, or if I'm not feeling good, then I will just kind of, you know, roll off onto, roll out. That would have been horrible. No Transformers right now. I'll wait. But I'll tend to just, you know, roll off on my side and need my own space for a little bit. Especially if I'm too hot, then I need to try to cool down and things like that. So it really just depends on how I am feeling. Next, number four. When you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? It depends. I like both. I feel like there's a good time for both. I like being Little Spoon. I like being Big Spoon. Usually, more often than not, lately, whenever I have cuddled, I've somehow managed to be Big Spoon, which is really weird because I'm 5'7". I'm very tiny. So, me being Big Spoon is very interesting. It's like, here, I'm like your jetpack. Let me just cling to you. And we can go search the galaxy. That's literally how I feel. Someone is listening to this going, oh my god, what is wrong with this person? Whatever, you decided to listen. Number five. What is something that you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well? Usually I tend to put on music. The Glitch Mob is usually my go-to. That are some soft classical music or rain. Those are usually my top three audio things that I tend to go to. Otherwise, I have on my mattress what I call the comfy spot. Once I find the comfy spot, I'm done. There is very little that will keep me awake past that. Excuse me. Otherwise, the only thing else I can think of is this is be my not safe for work line. Warning, warning, warning. If you need to skip the next 5 seconds, this would be the time to do so. My other option is literally just to literally fap until I pass out. That works too. That'll make you tired, right? Well, no, I'm not actually no, we're not even gonna go there. Not gonna go there. Next question. Number six. What position do you sleep in? I tend to sleep on my right side, starting off, but I wake up on my left side always, every night, without fail. It's very interesting too, 'cause like there's one time I tried to fall asleep on my left side and it didn't work. I just stared at the wall. I'm like, come on. Literally, I tried, guys. I really did. Number seven. Have you ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep? Absolutely. There are just some, I've found some very just good quality posts that just really help me to relax. And I feel like one of my biggest issues is that I tend to think a lot. So getting my brain to actually calm down and be quiet enough for me to try to sleep sometimes is hard. So I found a couple audios where I can just, close my eyes, listen to their voice, focus on that, and relax enough that I just fall asleep, and it's absolutely fantastic. Let's see, number eight. Do you sleep with some sort of background, quote unquote, noise, such as music or TV? Like I said in the earlier question, sometimes I use music, but it's not very often. I usually try not to do the TV because it's very bright, and it makes it harder for me to sleep. But I would definitely say music when it's needed. This question number nine has made me laugh because literally I'm going to want to sing after reading this. Oh my god. Are you a restful sleeper or are you more like a wrecking ball? I came in like a wrecking ball. Sorry, I had to. That's probably so out of tune and somebody is cringing right now. But actually, it depends because usually I'll like toss and turn a little bit, but I'm not like all over the place gonna kick you and beat you in your sleep. You go to work the next day looking like you got into a fight with a cougar. I'm not that bad, thank God. I think once I tried to share a bed with somebody where literally I felt like I was getting punched like every 5 seconds. I'm like, nope, we're done. We are done with this today. So I would say I'm more in the middle, but not like Miley Cyrus wrecking ball. There you go. 10. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? I usually try not to think because with me, how my brain works, if you heard any of my questionnaires, I will start on one topic and then my brain will switch to another one and switch to something else, and it just starts this never-ending just string of randomness. I mean, if you've heard my some of my audios where I'm like half asleep and talking, I still like I listened to one the other day and I was like, "What the hell am I talking about?" So I prefer not to think, or if I have to, like I'll think about music or just something very relaxing. Let's see. Oh, this question. How many nights in a week do you quote unquote need to come before you fall asleep? I'm glad that the need is in quotations because my drive is kind of crazy. So there'll be some nights where I don't know, there's like an average, maybe like four or something like that. I try not to do it every day only because I mean, after a while, I still want it to catch on fire from over usage and friction and all that stuff. Again, so it is probably in a corner dying right now, imagining that. But yeah, I try not to like beat it into submission. So I mean, every couple days it's nice, but there's no like absolute, oh my God, I'm not gonna fall asleep unless I do. It's more of I like to because I know it helps me sleep. And that is Rob's questionnaire. Da dun dun. Chess hands. Okay, and the next one I'm going to do is Sir Tea Time. Every time I read his name, I feel like I should magically have a top hat and a monocle. Be like, Sir Tea Time and his questionnaire, and I'm going to read all the questions like this. I don't know, I probably will, knowing me. So, here we go. Question number one. What is your typical nightcap? I'm gonna be boring. Water. I've tried tea before bed, but I'm so picky about tea that by the time I make it the way that I want it, I'm just frustrated and I might not even drink it. But for the ones that I actually have, had tea before bed, peppermint, any pepperminty tea is absolutely fantastic in my book, or something with like chamomile or and just a little bit of honey. Doesn't even need that much. Just like a smidge, like not even a full drop. Just like a smidge, little tiny, tiny, but yeah, all that delish. Next question number two. What are y'all using? What? What are you using for lulling yourself or charming others to sleep? I don't know. I was, see, with the, when I read this question, I was just like, are we talking about drinks that I'm using or just in general? Because I feel like charming others to sleep, I feel like just I can talk and people have told me that I put them to sleep. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a compliment. I feel like it is to a degree, but otherwise I feel horrible that I'm putting my own friends to sleep. Otherwise, I guess in the other questionnaire, music is really good. Things like that. Next.
Number three. Do you have a magic sleeping potion?
If I did, I swear I'd sell it and make lots and lots of money. But alas, I do not. Not a potion of sorts. But I just have things that I know that work with me when I sleep. So. But I digress. Or, oh, I didn't see the or part. Oh, God, I'm horrible. Or, what do you prepare or drink when you wake up in the middle of the night? Oh. Again, water or some type of water with some crystal light additive to it. I know it's horrible. It has aspartame in it, but it's yummy. And I don't want to drink something overly sugary because then I will never go back to sleep. I made that mistake once and it will never happen again. Never. And last question. Hold on, let me get my monocle.
Do you have a bottle or glass of water in your bedroom within reach?
Yes, I always do. In fact, sometimes I have two. I like being able to drink water and not be dehydrated and stuff like that. And plus, with some of my other issues going on, I kind of have to. So, yes, water always on standby. Thumbs up. Anyway, now that I feel like I have tortured you guys quite effectively today, I'm going to cut this audio. Actually, I can't even say cut it short because at this point you've survived 14 minutes with me. That is not short. It takes oh, such willpower. Much wow, such willpower. Okay, guys, I am going to do something productive. Hope you guys enjoyed my silliness, and I will be coming up with some more audios for y'all soon. Oh, speaking of which, if there's anything you'd like to hear from me besides me sleep deprived, rambling, and saying all types of cute things, let me know. on that bombshell, please always stay classy, Pillow Talk, and we will meet again soon. Okay, that sounded really creepy, so I'm just gonna say we'll meet again soon. There, I'll say it normally. Bye-bye.